Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Eagle Moss. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Hello?
Yes, my name is Miles, and I'm with Eagle Moss. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Hey, Miles, I am calling to check on my shipment. I was supposed to have one go out on the 6th of April, and I never received a notification. Usually when I get one, they'll send the notification, so I'm trying to just keep, make sure everything's on track.
Oh, okay. No problem at all. I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
No problem. Take your time.
I'm just having to load the database I'm having to reboot the database, basically, because it hasn't been a very busy day, and the database closes itself down after a period of inactivity for security reasons.
Gotcha.
However, I thank you for your patience.
No problem. No problem.
It won't be too much longer now.
Okay. Will you need that account number, or can you pull it up by my phone number once you get your system up?
Oh, can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Yeah, it's Taylor.
T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yes, correct.
And your zip code?
63033.
Thank you. And the first name associated with the order?
Brad.
And the address?
13026 Mystic Bend.
And the city and state?
Blackjack, Missouri.
Is Blackjack the same as Florissant?
Yep, correct.
Okay, excellent. And then finally, the email address.
It is MrTaylorJR@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And, of course, I see that you were supposed to have been charged for your next shipment on the 6th, so that would have been Tuesday, but nothing happened. So I don't know why there was no charge on the 6th, as there should have been. It doesn't give anything, any information in the notes or any information on the account of why the system didn't go ahead and attempt to charge you. Because, I mean, normally if it was a problem, like, it would pop up and say, what does it say? Oh, it says, the next shipment has been delayed because build-up issue number blah, blah, blah is currently out of stock. And so that would be, you know, a reasonable reason that I could say, okay, well, it didn't happen because this certain item is out of stock and that's what's holding things up. But in this case, that didn't happen. So it's mysterious as to why it
happened. Now, let me ask you this. I've got it set up on my PayPal.
And yes, sir.
If it's set up on PayPal, if they try to charge it, and if I don't have anything in PayPal, I'm not sure if it's going to charge the credit card with my PayPal or if it tries to pull it from the PayPal account itself.
It'll go through PayPal.
Okay.
So first, okay. The way that works is the electronic transaction for payment acceptance or retrieval would first go through PayPal. And then PayPal would retrieve the funds from your bank account. So
okay.
PayPal is kind of like the middleman. But either way, it doesn't slow anything down. The most that I can think to do in this particular scenario is to extend out your next billing date to the next opportunity to be charged, which would be Tuesday the 13th.
Okay, now, with that one being, will they double up on that shipment because there was supposed to be one sent out on the 6th? And then,
no.
Because it's supposed to be every other week.
Yeah, it is set for the shipment frequency is set for once every 2 weeks. But what would be if the charge does occur on the 13th, which hopefully it will. It hasn't given me any reason as to why it wouldn't.
Now, how do I change the payment method on my account?
Oh, that's easy. You can just let us know that you want to update the payment information, and we can just pull up the we can pull up where it says credit card update payment, and then just enter in your credit or debit card number and expiration date, click on update, wait a few seconds, and then the computer system will tell us that the payment information has been updated.
Now, can I do that? Is there a site that I can access, the Eagle Moth site? Is there something that I can access and see my account and the shipments and all that and make that change?
Unfortunately, no. However, I will let my manager know that we do have customers that are interested in there being a online portal similar.
Yes, very much so.
Yes, absolutely. I can completely understand that, because it would be a very wonderful thing if you were able to log in to your account and you can check on your shipments, your past shipments, your future shipments,
and
also
we can speed up the shipments or slow down if we're taking time to build a little longer than we thought. Then we can slow them down.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. You could either slow down your shipments, you could speed up your shipments, or you could reduce, in your case, you could only reduce the number of build-up kits, but after you've reduced them, then you could have the option to increase them again, because right now you're at the maximum number, so that's why I said you could only reduce. You can only go down from 12, but once you've gone down from 12, then you can go back up. So if your finances change and you say, well, 12 is a bit much for me, maybe I shouldn't spend that much money right now. I need to, my kid needs birthday gifts, or whatever the case may be. I don't know.
Oh, I'm ready to get this thing built. I wish I could get it all at once.
Oh, I hear that. I understand. But I always throw out, you know, like there's a silly story that I always give the customer of why they might want to make changes to their account. So you're cruising through your neighborhood. They're building some new houses. You pick up a roofing tack, and it takes out your tire, and your tire is unrepairable. You got to buy a new tire, so that's putting you back. You weren't expecting to pay that. Now you don't have money to pay, you know, for your buildup. So maybe you need to suspend the shipments or lessen the number of kits to reduce the cost to make it more, you know, cost effective and affordable for you. But whatever the reason may be, it would be cool if you could do that online, and I'll definitely pass on the feedback to management. And hopefully at some point we can have a web portal available for consumers to log into to manage their accounts online. But currently that doesn't exist. But the one thing that does exist is a customer service agent every second of every day of every year, regardless of the holiday, regardless of the time of day. It doesn't matter. If you need our help, we're a phone call away. Now, we're also an email away, but I would always recommend giving us a phone call, because once if you send an email, you don't know how many tens or hundreds or thousands of people may have sent emails. So if there's been that many emails sent and our team going through them, you know, it's going to take them a while to get through all those emails. So when are they going to get to yours? But if you give us a call by phone, boom, you get what you want immediately. And that's why I always say, just give us a call by phone whenever you find the time. You know, we're always available every second of every day. So if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you just happen to think, hey, I want to make a change in my account, give us a call. It doesn't matter what time of day. But what we can do, most I can think to do right now, is to suspend the shipments until the 13th, so the account would become active again on the 13th.
Oh, don't suspend it.
What I mean by suspending is that's the only way that I have to change your next billing date. So if I change so suspending the shipments to the 13th would cause the account to become active on the 13th, which therefore should cause the system to attempt to charge you on the 13th for your next shipment. So hopefully that would go very, very smoothly. And then if today, if you absolutely wanted
to change that payment, because I'm not with the coming out of PayPal. I know the first time I had money in the PayPal account, so it wasn't a big deal. But I'm not keeping money on PayPal, so if I can just if I could set it up to where it's coming off of a different card, that would work perfectly for me.
Oh yeah, sure, no problem at all. We can get that done for you, no problem. Let's see here. Let me get over to where I can update the payment information. Let's see here. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you have that available.
Okay, it is 4403-9317-6229-4677.
And the expiration date?
0323.
So that was 03 of 2023.
Correct.
All right, excellent. Let me go ahead and get this updated for you. Okay, so the payment information has been updated, and let me go ahead and change your next billing date to the 13th. Let's see here. And the reason that it has to be the 13th is because we only charge on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the account will become active again on Tuesday. The system should attempt the charge for your next shipment on Tuesday. And then what you would have, if that occurs, is you would have the pre-authorization for the amount. And then once the shipment goes out, the pre-authorization, which would show up on your account as a pending transaction, it would move to being a posted transaction. Now, because this has been occurring in some cases lately, there's been situations where orders are being sent to the warehouse. Like I've seen an order sent to the warehouse on the 30th of March, and then it shipped out on April 9th. And what happened was the authorization occurred on March 30th. The order was sent to the warehouse, but then the customer's financial institution between the 30th and the 9th, they dropped off the authorization. So the customer again had access to those funds. So they didn't realize that they were spending the money that was supposed to go towards their next shipment, and they ended up spending that money. And then when we charged them, when the shipment actually shipped, it caused them to get to be overdrafted. So I don't know if that would be a problem for you, but I just wanted to kind of, let you know that once you see that authorization, plan on that, coming out and count on not having that money, because it's devoted towards your next shipment. In case your bank drops off the authorization, then, it might give you a false, give you a false number of how much money that you have. I mean, because you would have that much money, but we would still be going to charge you for your shipment when it actually does ship. And hopefully that won't be the case with any of your shipments, but it has been the case with some customers. So I just wanted to give you a heads up.
That's why I switched cards. So we'll be fine if that card that it's on is specifically dedicated for this purchase. So I will be looking forward to that one. I'll check it on the 13th just to make sure everything is set up and going smoothly.
All right. Sounds great. And did you wanted to leave it at 12 buildup kits once every two weeks?
Okay. As many as I can get every other week.
I hear that. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, all righty. Well, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that's it. I appreciate it. What's your name again?
Miles.
Thank you, Miles. I appreciate it. You've been a great help this evening.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure. And I'd like to thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Again, it was my pleasure to assist you. And I do hope that you have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Right. Bye-bye.